That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day, that day, that day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear esteemed brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, once again we welcome you to our silsila, The Signs of Qiyamah. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, first and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting Durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. As our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat has mentioned in his famous book Fizane Sunnat, the chapter of Fizane Durood or Salam, Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat mentioned that if Hadith Mubarak, that if a person recites once durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, 10 good deeds will be in his account, 10 sins will be forgiven, and that person's status will be upgraded by 10 times. Beautiful silsila, the signs of Qiyamah, the signs of the day of judgment. Why not we make some good intentions? First and foremost, viewers of Madani Channel, I make intention that inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, whatever I'm doing here is only for the sole pleasure of my Rabb Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As you're watching, you also make intention that you are also watching for the sole pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we learn, views of Madani Channel, we try to be practical upon inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and try to pass this message on to all our fellow Muslim brothers out there inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we hear the name of Allah, praise Allah. When we hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite durood, salawat. When we hear the name of the companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When we hear the names of the pious ancestors, rahmatullahi ta'ala. So many beautiful intentions one can make when he's sitting in an Islamically permissible gathering. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, this niyyah inshallah azza wa jalla will be benefit for us in the dunya inshallah azza wa jalla, in the qabr inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of qiyamah inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islamic brethren and views of Madani Channel, on the previous silsilas we have been discussing the different signs of Qiyamah. And today we have chosen another topic which also deals with our daily life. As we are seated now watching this silsila, the signs of Qiyamah, definitely one of you out there are experiencing these problems. In fact, many homes throughout the world are being destroyed. Yes, it is a sign of Qiyamah. And which sign of Qiyamah, my dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani Channel? A sign of Qiyamah when the children become a cause of heartache. When the children will become a cause of pain. When the children will become disobedient towards the parents. When the children will become disobedient towards the Abba Jan and the Ammi Jan, towards the beloved father and beloved mother. This is indeed a sign of the day of Qiyamah. The signs of the coming of the day of Qiyamah. That Qiyamah is near. My dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, as we are seated here, definitely you are facing out there. I'm sure in some house, in some country, in some city, in some province, in some street, somewhere around there in the world, as you're watching this silsila, you must be thinking, yes man, definitely. Come on, listen carefully. We are definitely facing this problem. So why not we all gather towards the front of Madani Channel and listen carefully, that this is definitely a sign of Qiyamah. And if you are the son out there, you are the daughter out there, you have a mother, you have a father, then try to listen attentively. Disobedience to one's parent is the disobedience towards Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yes, my views of Madani Channel. Disobedient to one's parent is the disobedience towards Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Today on a daily basis, my dear Islam brethren and views of Madani Channel, children disobey their parents. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, translation from Kanzul Iman, and show kindness towards your parents. Yes, views of Madani Channel, show kindness towards your parents. Are we showing kindness towards our parents? Today, our parents are having so much of difficulty out there. The mother is having difficulty with the daughter. Father is having difficulty with the son. Parents are having difficulty with the children. Children are not listening to their parents anymore. Children are backbiting their parents. Children are tail-bearing their parents. Children are back-answering their father. Children are back-answering their mother. People don't care about Ammi Jaan. People don't care about Abu. We are using so much of bad words for our beloved parents. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has ordered us and show kindness towards your parents. Are we really showing kindness towards our parents, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel? Otherwise, if not, then we will become that sign of the sign of Qiyamah, when children will become a cause of heartache. Can you imagine, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, as you are seated today and you're watching this program, imagine if Ammi Jaan, your beloved mother, she has so much of pain within her heart when she talks about her son, when she talks about a child, about a daughter, then all of a sudden the smile disappears. The smile disappears from her face, and all of a sudden she becomes a sadness, and drops of water starts flowing down from her eyes. And you ask her, Ammi Jaan, what is the problem? Oh, lady, what is the problem? And she says, my child. You ask the father, what is the problem? He says, my child. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, how much a difficulty it will be that every drop that comes out from the parent's eye, that falls onto the cheek, only because of the heartache that they have within themselves, because the sign of Qiyamah is there, that the children will become a cause of heartache, a pain for the mother, for the father. Can you imagine what will be mine and your problem on the day of Qiyamah? What will be our problem on the day of Qiyamah? Not only the Qiyamah, what will be the problem when we reach Alam-e-Barzakh? When we reach the Qabr, maybe we have difficulty because we never follow the commands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Mine and yours, and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, obedience to Allah is through the obedience through one's father. And Allah's displeasure is through the displeasure of one's father. In another hadith mubarakah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala said, please, pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The pleasure of Allah is in the pleasure of the father. And the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala is in the displeasure of the father. In another narration, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, parents are either your Jannah or your Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Parents are either your Jannah or your Jahannam. I'm addressing the youth out there. The one that is causing heartache to his Ammi Jaan. The one that is causing heartache to his beloved father. You just try to think for a moment, just for a little while, that if Allah Ta'ala become naraz with us, if Ammi Jaan is not happy with us, if Abu is not happy with us, and all the time they're not happy with us, we are in difficulty, we are in problem, because we are definitely going to be in punishment in the azab of Allah Ta'ala if our parents are naraz with us. Dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, can you imagine our condition in our house? Our ruh is about to come out of our body and we're getting so much of punishment. Malakul Maut alayhi salatu salam is coming. Angels of Adab is coming. We are in difficulty. Ruh is not coming out. We are in punishment. We can't bear the pangs of death. We can't bear the pangs of death. Can you imagine that time if our parents are naraz with us, our parents are unhappy with us, and our beloved Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is not happy with us? Oh, youth out there! Oh, those persons who have Ammi Jaan, those persons who have their beloved Abu, their beloved Abba Jaan, and if they are naraz with us, and if this is the condition that when our ruh is coming out of our body, what is going to be our condition? May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, oh viewers of Madani Channel, oh those people who have parents out there, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala change our condition immediately. Please make tawbah. Make tawbah in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala now. Please make tawbah, make tawbah, make tawbah. Go now, whilst you are watching the silsila, go to Ammi Jaan. Hold her feet, kiss her feet and tell her, Ammi Jaan, please forgive me, Ammi Jaan. Oh Abu Jaan, please forgive me. Oh my beloved father, my beloved mother, I've heard about the silsila and I've heard about the pangs of punishment. The person went through the pangs of death when his ruh was coming out because he never showed respect. He never showed respect towards his beloved Ammi. Oh Ammi Jaan, I'm making tawbah. Oh Abu, I'm making tawbah. Remember, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, the one who made tawbah is like the one who never committed guna. The one who made repentance is like the one who never committed sin. So why not you make tawbah now? Whilst you're breathing the name of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, viewers of Madani Channel, make Tawbah now, because now we have the time. Whilst you're breathing the name of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, Tawbah ila Allah, Astaghfirullah, Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Salatun wa salamun alayka, Ya Sayyidi Ya Rasulullah, Wa ala alika wa ashabika, Ya Habib Madani Islami Badan. And viewers of Madani Channel, the signs of Qiyamah. Yes, the signs of Qiyamah. When the children will become a cause of heartache for their parents. Once, our most beloved blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was in Masjid Nabawi Sharif, and he was ascending the minbar, going up to the minbar to give his khutbah. And as he ascended, the first step with the Mubarak, right foot of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ameen. And when he ascended, the second step of his blessed foot on the minbar, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ameen. And when the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam ascended his third Mubarak step onto the minbar, minds and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ameen. When the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam finished off his khutbah, and when he came, descended from the minbar, Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they were always inquisitive. So Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasalam, today something happened new. I mean, usually you walk up the minbar, you put your blessed feet on the minbar, first leg, second leg, third leg, you come up, first step, second step, second step, third step. But today it was very unusual. He was saying, Ameen, 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 Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did you mean by this? The beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Oh my companions, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam descended before me. And when I put on my first step onto the minbar, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam announced, Oh viewers of Madani Channel, you also pay careful attention. Ameen means acceptance of dua. And whose Ameen we are talking about? Not your Ameen, not my Ameen. We are talking about the Ameen of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It means it's definitely, definitely, definitely the acceptance of dua. Ameen. When he says Ameen, means dua is accepted. He said that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, woe to him, in spite of having been provided with the month of Ramadan, and fails to obtain forgiveness in the month of Ramadan. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ameen. And thereafter, when the beloved Rasul said, I put my second, his Mubarak feet onto the minbar, and he said, Ameen, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, woe to him, Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala sallam, who to him who does not send durood upon you after hearing your name, after hearing the blessed name of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he did not recite durood upon him, who to him? Beloved Rasul alayhi sallam affirmed and said, Ameen, means dua is accepted. And thirdly, my dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, beloved Rasul alayhi sallam said, when I ascended on the third step, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said to me, O viewers of Madani Channel, O youth out there, those who have beloved mothers and beloved fathers, please you pay careful attention as to what the third Ameen was all about. And I hope we do not get caught in this trap, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Otherwise we are going to be in difficulty in this world. In this world we're going to be in difficulty. In the qabr we're going to be in difficulty. On the plains of Qiyamah we are going to be in difficulty. What did Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says, woe to him who finds either one of both of his parents alive in their old age, and yet he's not able to enter to Jannah because of their du'as. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ameen. You know what it means, my dear Islam brothers, viewers of Madani Channel? It means we're in difficulty. If you're out there, you're not listening to Abu, you're not listening to Amin Jan, you're creating so much of difficulty for them. You're creating parishani for them. Every day they feel a pain within their heart. Every day they feel a pain within their heart. They can't take it anymore. They are in parishani, they're in problems. Every day Abu is going home with tears. Every day Amin Jan is with tears. Every day they are complaining, my son, my child, my daughter, my children, my son does this, my daughter does that, my children are doing this to me. And imagine every tear that drops out of the blessed eyes of your Amin Jan, every tear that drops out of the eyes of your blessed Abu Jan. Oh, abuse of Madri Channel, what will be our condition? If Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is naraz with us on this time. Tubu ila Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. These time the abuse of Madri Channel. Yari Aka, Madinah Wali Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the father is the most exalted door of all the doors of Jannah. If you wish, then you may protect and preserve this. And if you wish, then you may destroy it. It means what is meant by this? In other words, that if you wish to enter in, to enter or to attain the entrance through the most exalted door of Jannah, then you must please your father. You should attain this pleasure. You should attain his pleasure and obedient and be obedient towards him. And if you wish for this door to be closed upon you, then you may disobey and go against your father. You're looking for the pathway to Jannah. You're looking for a pathway to Jannah. You want an easy way and access to Jannah. So why don't you think about these points? You're watching at the moment. Ammi Jan's feet is the pathway to Jannah. It lies under his feet. So one day you go out there, kiss Ammi Jan's feet. Kiss them with love, with muhabbat. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, who knows, just kissing the feet of your beloved mother. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will grant you Jannah, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. You have to think very carefully, because now is the chance we have in order to match it up and to solve these problems of disobedience towards our parents, disobedience towards mother, disobedience towards father. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, if we work hard, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and we plan properly, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, start from now, whilst you're watching this program, go and think about this very carefully. As you're sitting and you're thinking of, you're sitting there and now, the moment you're watching, immediately make a niyat that, Ya Rab, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I'm going to go to my beloved mother, and I'm going to go to my beloved father, and inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, I'm going to ask for tawbah, inshallah, I'm going to make istighfar in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and use the Madani channel. Why not? Come on. Look, we mentioned that sign of qiyamah is when the children will become the cause of an heartache and become a pain for the mother and the father. That will be a sign of qiyamah. Why don't we change our lifestyle now? Why don't we get out of this entrapment? We don't want to be. Yes, you and I, we don't want to be entrapped in that and caught in that web where we become the signs of qiyamah, when children will become the cause of heartache for the parents. Do you really want to be that? No, I don't want to. So why do you want to be that? Come on, let's do some planning immediately. Immediately make a change in our life now. Do it now. We have the time now, views of Madani channel. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. My day Islam brother, views of Madani channel. Keep watching the silsila. Signs of Qiyamah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. This type of programs is definitely going to make a Madani revolution within ourselves. It's going to make a Madani revolution within our family members. It's going to make a Madani revolution within our community. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we're hopeful that Dawat Islami is going to make that Madani revolution throughout the entire dunya. As Shaykh Atayka says so beautifully, Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahab mein. Ay Dawat Islami, tari doom mache ho. Ameen. Bijah nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala.
That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day. That day.